Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 2:07 PM, Tuesday, on the 19th of April, and take an entirely different track with you as I give my opening monologue. I got to be honest with you, a piece that I wrote that came out yesterday on 1819 News, I thought, you know what, that's what I'm going to do on Tuesday. I called it God Shows Up, and that's what this is. I mean, literally, while celebrating the Easter season, I found myself reflecting on how many ways and means that God has chosen to intervene in my circumstances. He does that. The same God of miracles from thousands of years ago is still very much the God of the present. He's not obtrusive. He's not invasive. He's a gentleman. But he's also the ultimate rescuer who is not constrained by time or circumstances or the level of the maturity of his loved ones. He just sees what needs to be done, and he shows up, and he often shows up large. Charlene reminded me, and I may have said it on here once before, but Charlene reminded me recently of a passage of Scripture. It's an epic passage found in 1 Samuel chapter 30. It describes a time when David was still in exile. He and his 600 warriors had returned from the battlefield to find that while they were gone, that the Amalekites had raided their village. Everything was destroyed. All their possessions were gone, and most importantly, their wives and children had all been taken captive. The passage goes on to say that David and his men wept until they were exhausted, at which point some of his own men began to turn on David himself. Well, the key to the whole section came in verse 6, saying that, quote, David encouraged himself in the Lord. So as my awesome wife described it, the verse simply means that David took the time to remember all the times that God had showed up in his life. He found strength in knowing that the God who had been with him so many times before would be with him again. It amounts to the Old Testament version of the passage from Philippians 4, where Paul announced, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, it's easy to face life as each trial or moment just stands on its own. But the reality is, the same God who showed up once can and will often show up time and time again. And sometimes it's a building process. What happened in one moment builds so that you can be ready for the next moment. And he's proven that so many times in my own life that I shouldn't even have to ever encourage myself in the Lord again. It should just be my norm. But I suppose that even David, a man after God's own heart, had to pause and recount the manner and means by which God had showed up in his past so that he could conquer his present. I can remember clearly the first time that I know that I experienced that sense that the Almighty had just intervened in my life. In 1976, I was an 11-year-old knothead. That's what I was. I was a knothead. I was a moderate student in most respects, but my ability to read and recite was solid, and somehow I had won the part of the moderator in the bicentennial play. This was not just any play, mind you. Our school was selected by the school system to be the focal point for celebrating the 200th anniversary of the nation, and of all things, this was to be a community event, not just a school play, a community play, and televised to boot. The kid who was trusted to stand on stage for the full hour and narrate every scene on cue without the benefit of notes was yours truly. But like I said, I was a knothead, and I was living back in the days before computers and copiers. So after losing my copy of the script twice, which is really hard to make copies of when you don't have copiers and computers, after losing my copy of the script twice, my teacher gave me hers, and she admonished me that it was the only copy left, and I lost that one too. I don't remember practicing. Ever. I don't remember reciting my lines at home, but I do remember the night before the big event laying in bed and having a full-on panic attack because I had no idea where the script was or what I was supposed to say or how I was going to explain all my knotheadedness to the whole school. I remember praying like only a panicked 11-year-old can and complete with tears. The whole school would be staring at me. The television cameras would be rolling. My parents were divorced, but my dad was going to take off work to be there. It felt like the whole world was expectantly waiting for words that I didn't even know. And as I lay there, feeling like a complete failure as an 11-year-old, I suddenly calmed down, which made no sense at the time. And then all of a sudden, I remembered all my lines. All of them. And I remembered everyone else's lines. And I could see the script in my mind's eye. And we performed the play for the next 4 days straight, including live on TV. And I wound up being the prompter for those who couldn't remember their lines. God had showed up. Even as a knothead kid, I knew that. Now, that story may sound small or even trivial, but to an 11-year-old, it was huge. And that's the point in my telling you that particular story. God shows up where we are, when we are. He does not look for a certain level of maturity or age. He just shows up where he's needed. He doesn't wait until it reaches the level of a New York Times four-alarm story. He knows that our biggest moment at that time is our biggest moment at that time, and he builds on us from there. I can tell you about subsequent years as a young couple in full-time ministry when Charlene and I had no means left to pay the bills, but we encouraged ourselves in the Lord and God showed up. I can describe in vivid detail coming to the end of my physical and mental rope during the swamp phase of Army Ranger School. Nothing left. Nothing. Nothing but to encourage myself in the Lord. And God showed up. Charlene and I found ourselves once in the position of having a job in one state and a house that wouldn't sell back in another. And it came to the point of questioning whether we were going to lose what little we had. And we encouraged ourselves in the Lord. And he sure did show up. I remember being in Baghdad during the height of the Shia uprising. Prayers were up every day, and there was a constant sense of walking in his strength, but on one particular day, our mission diverted off of one route to an adjacent line of travel for reasons that none of us could explain later. 12 people died in the VBIED attack that struck on the very site to my immediate right in the spot where we were supposed to have been, and on that day, looking back on it with hindsight, it brought a great deal of emotion and relief and the full realization that God had showed up. Time and again in my life, I have felt the intervention of the God of the angel armies, the same God who sometimes speaks in a still small voice, the same God that in a myriad of ways and more stories than I can relate has just showed up time and time again. And some may take this recounting as some sort of a sensationalizing of just random events that could have happened anyway. Well, they can choose for themselves whether to discount these experiences and the countless others of so many who have encouraged themselves in the Lord throughout time, but I believe. And like Peter said in Acts chapter 4, I cannot stop speaking what I've seen and heard. So in the wake of Easter, let me offer this word. Do not for a moment discount your cares and concerns as being too small or too common. God shows up in the life of a crying 11-year-old knothead as surely he shows up in the war zone for a leader of men. So encourage yourself in the Lord, and then watch what happens when God shows up. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I mean that with all my heart. I was literally sitting in church Easter morning, and something in the passage just sparked that thought. And I actually got my phone out and sort of emailed myself a note. Your next monologue needs to be God shows up, and there you are. And he has multiple times in my life. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You stay tuned. We'll be right back.